feel that you've yet compensated for the loss of Mario Manningham, and what's the challenge there?
Well, Dominic played it well. We're looking for that guy with, you know, to make the big plays when they load up on everybody else. And so when they, you know, when they're doubling Vic and they're doubling the team, then somebody's got to win for you. And it's either got to be the tight end or the third wide receiver or the back. You know, we've been fortunate when we've played real well, we've had that third guy step up. And it's, you know, Mario last year, the last, you know, last, what, five, six games or whatever, when he was healthy and then through the playoffs, made a lot of big plays for us. And a lot of opportunities were presented to him because of Akeem and Victor. So, you know, we're waiting. I thought Dominic, you know, the few chances we gave him, he made some big plays for us. So, and we had an opportunity for another touchdown. So he did his part of, you know, he fulfilled what we needed from that position. We just need more from the rest of the positions, and that's what we're looking for this
it's
week.
It's more than one guy just saying that he's the American.
No question.
What did you see from the run game in week one, and what do you think needs to be done to get a little bit more production?
You know, we just continue to work at it, continue to focus on the techniques and the execution and the cohesiveness. I mean, I wish I had a magic wand and, you know, would say it was this or it was one single thing and then you could correct it, but it's not that. It's a lot of things. And so we just got to continue to, you know, bear down and work at it and hopefully get better. But it's certainly the responsibility of all of us. You know, it's the backs, it's the lines, the tight ends, it's the receivers, it's me calling the play, all of us. So we're not near where we need to be, and we just got to, you know, keep working.
How did Akeem look today?
Made some plays. Yeah. We didn't get him the ball down the field all, but he caught a couple in cuts, caught a curl route, which was good. We tried to hit him a few times deep, and you know, we just didn't connect the way we'd hoped to. But as far as I could tell, he looked pretty good.
He played well in the first game, but maybe not the greatest game he's ever had.
Well, whether he was 100% healthy or not, when you don't practice and you come out, you're never going to be as sharp. And he missed the whole spring. And then he missed the entire summer camp. So you're never going to be as good as you would be if you'd been practicing all along. But the one thing about him, he's a gamer. He's a tough, courageous, competitive guy. And, you know, even when he's at his best of days, he's not running the routes exactly the way I wish he would run them. But the one thing is you throw him the ball, he's going to catch it. And he's going to compete for you on game day. And he competes every day, which is why on game day you look for him to make the plays. We just, you know, we didn't get a chance. They played a lot of too deep on us last week, and so we didn't get a chance to maybe use him the way we had hoped to use him. We had chances inside. That's why, you know, Victor had his opportunities, and you know, if Vic does what he needs to do and will do in the future, then he'll get his chances outside. They play off each other, because if they're more concerned outside, then Vic's going to get his opportunities inside. When Vic starts to dominate the way we expect him to, then he'll go with doubles and he'll get the single coverage outside. So we're just waiting to see that happen.
When you think Bucs D, you think cover two, but now Rondé's playing safety. They got a couple young cover corner guys. What are some of the things they're doing in the secondary on defense from
Tape? When you say Bucs D, you're talking about the old Tampa 2, Tony Dungy. Those days are long gone. So they still have that, and that's still part of what they do. But they're a high pressure, moving, slanting, angling. As I mentioned earlier, I mean, they are moving the line around a lot more than anybody else I've ever seen. They're not blitzing more, but they are definitely slanting and angling and really leaning heavily on the speed of their up front guys. So they'll play Tampa 2, they'll play man, but that's what you see, a pretty good 50-50 mix.